As I'm writing these lines, I'm using a Macintosh by Apple, after years of using Microsoft-based products. The Apple technology is vastly better, yet the inferior software won the day. How? Luck. The Matthew Effect. More than a decade before Rosen, the sociologist of science Robert K. Merton presented his idea of the Matthew Effect, by which people take from the poor to give to the rich. These scalable laws were already discussed in the scriptures. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. Matthew 25, verse 29, King James Version. Merton looked at the performance of scientists and showed how an initial advantage follows someone through life. Consider the following process. Let's say someone writes an academic paper quoting 50 people who have worked on the subject and provided background materials for his study. Assume, for the sake of simplicity, that all 50 are of equal merit. Another researcher working on the exact same subject will randomly cite 3 of those 50 in his bibliography. Merton showed that many academics cite references without having read the original work. Rather, they'll read a paper and draw their own citations from among its sources. So a third researcher reading the second article selects 3 of the previously referenced authors for his citations. These 3 authors will receive cumulatively more and more attention as their names become associated more tightly with the subject at hand. The difference between the winning 3 and the other members of the original cohort is mostly luck. They were initially chosen not for their greater skill, but simply for the way their names appeared in the prior bibliography. Thanks to their reputations, these successful academics will go on writing papers and their work will be easily accepted for publication. Academic success is partly, but significantly, a lottery. Much of the perception of the importance of precocity in the career of researchers can be owed to the misunderstanding of the perverse role of this effect, especially when reinforced by bias. Enough counterexamples, even in fields like mathematics, meant to be purely a young man's game, illustrate the age fallacy. Simply, it's necessary to be successful early, and even very early at that. This ends Disc 9.